Good afternoon. It's certainly a joy to welcome you to our services on this Lord's Day afternoon. And if you're visiting with us tonight, and I know we do have several who are visiting with us, we are thankful and honored that you've come our way. I hope we will remember in our prayers those of our number who are traveling over the holiday. Of course, today is the 4th of July, and many are on the road and will be traveling back and forth. I understand that our young people are very close to Jacksonville. Just got word about that not too long ago. And we hope for them a safe trip and great success in what they're doing this week. About 40 or so made the trip. And I know they'll do a great job, but let's remember them in our prayers as well. This morning we talked about our spiritual independence. Our spiritual independence that comes as a result of the saving blood of Jesus Christ. And as great and as wonderful as the blood of Jesus Christ really is, when we think about how that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, when we consider the fact that Jesus gave Himself up for us, as many things as marvelous as God's love and the manifestation of that love, it still comes down to your choice and mine. Each one of us tonight are traveling on either one road or another. Our scripture reading tonight focused on Matthew 7, beginning in verse 13, where our Lord said, "Enter ye in at the strait gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be that go in thereat. Because strait is the gate, and narrow is the way that leads to life, and few there be that find it." We need to realize tonight that Christ puts before us two different choices. And each one of us have a choice as to which road we're going to travel. We can either choose to go in that broad gate and travel down that broad way, or we can choose to enter in that narrow gate and travel down that narrow way. And Christ tells us in this passage and makes it clear that there's only two ways to travel. There's no way somebody can say, "Well, I'm just going to be neutral about this. I'm not against God. I'm not anti-God. But I'm just going to live basically as I please." There's no other alternative other than these two roads in life. There's no middle ground. There's no way that a person can straddle the fence, if you please. Jesus would say, no man can serve two masters. He'll either hate the one or love the other. He'll be loyal to the one or despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. But I am thankful that God gives us the freedom to choose. It's up to us as to whether or not we're going to serve God. God's not going to force us to serve Him. Now, the goodness of God leads to repentance. When we think about what God has done for us, it ought to motivate us to live for Him. The love of Christ constrains us, but God is not going to force us to serve Him. He leaves that choice up to each individual. And we have to choose either one way or the other. Now that's always been true since the very beginning of time. You go all the way back to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 30, beginning in verse 14. The Bible says, "The word is very nigh unto you. It is in your mouth and in your heart that you may do it. I have set before you life and good, death and evil. Now there's a way that we can live that is good, that leads to life. There's another way that we can live a way of evil that leads to destruction. But we're encouraged to choose the way that leads to life. We remember the long ago as that great prophet Elijah stood on Mount Carmel and fearlessly stood before those 450 prophets of Baal. What great courage the prophet Elijah manifested on that occasion. And the Bible says that Elijah came and to all the people, and he said, "How long halt ye between two opinions? Make a choice," Elijah said. "If the Lord be God, serve him. But if Baal be God, then follow him." Elijah wanted them to serve the Lord, but he could not force them to do so. They had to make that choice for themselves. As we think about our text tonight, Matthew chapter 7 and verse 13, the Bible speaking there talks first of all about the wide gate. Now we need to realize the wide gate is very easily entered. It's an alternative there to the narrow gate. Now you can enter into this wide gate by doing anything you may please. You can live any way you choose. You can do anything that you want in life. You can fulfill every desire, every lust that you may have, and you can enter in this gate very easily. Or you can just sit back in your easy chair, do absolutely nothing at all, and you can slide right through very easily this wide gate. And the Bible talks about how that most people are going to enter and travel through this wide gate. The reason being is because it's so easy, because it's so simple. I don't have to do away with anything in my life. I can hang on to my sins. I can have my selfish desires, and I can travel very easily through this wide gate. The Bible says in 1 John 5 and verse 19, we know that we are of God, and the whole world lies in wickedness. Now, I don't know why people that are of sound mind, that ought to be able to think things through very clearly, people that ought to be intelligent people, why would they choose to go through this wide gate knowing where it's ultimately going to lead? But sadly for many people, they're not thinking about anything past tomorrow. Right now, in the here and the now, is all that really matters. But the other entrance, in contrast to the wide gate, is the narrow gate. Now, the narrow gate is hardly wide enough to admit one at all. It's very difficult to enter in this wide gate. It's hard to gain entrance therein. It's difficult in some respects to give one's life to the Lord, to make that first step toward giving your life to God. Repentance is one of the most difficult commands of the Bible. If a person is willing to repent, a person will most assuredly submit to God's ordinance of baptism, but many never are baptized because they're not willing to repent. They're not willing to change. They're not willing to put off that old man that they might serve God. You know, one must put off all of his natural inclinations in order to enter this narrow gate. You must put off those things that come easily and naturally as far as giving in to one's selfishness in order to enter into this gate. That's why we have to strive to enter in. The Bible says in Luke 13, verse 24, strive to enter in at the straight gate, for many, I say unto you, will seek to enter therein, but shall not be able. Now, of course, as we talked about this morning in our lesson, this gate is through Jesus Christ. Jesus said in John chapter 10 and verse 7, I am the door. Jesus is the entrance into this gate, the narrow gate that leads to life. As we think about what Jesus said here, I need to suggest as well tonight that there is a broad way. The wide gate leads to the broad way. And to travel down this broad way, it's so very comfortable. It's very easy. That broad way is wide enough to carry all of our sins, all the things in life that we desire to do. We can literally carry anything that we want as we travel down this road. It's not difficult at all. I don't have to change. I don't have to live any differently from what the world would have me to live. I can live any way I please. I can do anything that I choose and travel down this road. That's why most people choose to travel down this road, because it's very easy, so very simple, no effort whatsoever. But that broad way is in contrast, Jesus said, to the narrow way. Now, when one chooses to give his life to the Lord and travel down that narrow way, he has to realize that that road is constricted. It is a dangerous road in many, many respects. Remember how Jesus often told his disciples, and he tells us as well, that the world hates me, and they're also going to hate you. Jesus would say, if they persecuted me, they're also going to persecute you. You see, the world hates the way of Christ. The way of the world is the way of Satan. The way of Satan is in direct contrast to the way of Christ. And therefore, Satan works diligently to make things very hard and difficult for us as we travel down that Christian life that we desire to live. It's difficult. We face temptation. We face snares on every hand. We have to have the help of our Father in heaven and our brothers and sisters in Christ. We have to pray for help from the Lord if we're going to successfully travel down that narrow way. And of course, that narrow way is through Christ. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. But then may I suggest also that down this broad way and this narrow way are two different companies, two different groups of people altogether. We think about that broad way, and of course the Bible says many will travel down that way. It's a very popular way. It's a way that gratifies self. It's whatever self wills and whatever self desires that motivates one to travel down this way. The narrow way, though, is traveled by only few. God's people have always been in the minority. We need to understand that. It'll always be that way. The way of Christ, the narrow way, is a way that is unpopular. And it's a way that must be traveled by those who give themselves to the Lord. They surrender all to Jesus, as we sing that song sometimes, and they do things God's way, because He is God and He's the creator and the sustainer. And of course, Christ is in our company as we travel down this way. Jesus said, "Lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age." Christ said, "I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you." He is our faithful friend. He's our loyal companion. And Christ will be with us as we travel down that way. But also tonight, as we think about this verse, there's the narrow gate and the wide gate. There's the narrow way and the broad way. Those two ways lead to two different destinies. Think about the destiny of those that travel that broad way. Jesus said here in our text, they that travel this way are going to travel down a road that leads to destruction. Paul in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, beginning in verse 7 said, "And to you who are troubled, rest with us. When the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power." Down in verse 15 of Revelation chapter 20, the Bible says, "And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into a lake of fire." I need to know. I need to be aware of what lies at the end of the path I choose to travel. And if I choose in my life to travel down that broad way that leads to destruction, I need to understand what's involved in that. And yet that narrow way, which is difficult to travel down, it involves sacrifice. It involves, as Jesus said, denying ourselves, taking up our cross daily and following Him. Luke 14, verse 23, the Bible talks about that narrow way being a way that leads to eternal life. I love what the Bible says in Revelation chapter 21, beginning in verse 3. The Bible says, "I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and He will dwell with them, and they shall be His people, and God Himself shall be their God. God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying. And there shall be no more pain, for the former things are passed away." What a great destiny to come to the end of life and to hear the Lord said, "Well done, you good and faithful servant. Enter into the joys of your Lord." Tonight I ask you, as we sing this song of encouragement, which road are you traveling on tonight? I hope you're traveling down that narrow way that leads to eternal life. And you can travel down that narrow way by entering through that narrow gate, by obeying the gospel of Jesus Christ, being baptized into Christ for the remission of your sins. We talked about that this morning. Maybe you've gotten off that narrow way and you've been traveling down that broad way. Why not make your life right if that's true with you even tonight? Tonight, if you do need to respond, we give you this opportunity to come while we stand and sing.